13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon, the headlines. Barrio of Edgar Lungu suspended pending court outcome. ECZ reprints ballot papers for Lumezi parliamentary by-election. In global news, Trump rejects leaked intelligence that says strikes did not destroy Iran's nuclear program. Very good afternoon to you with the Phoenix News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. A requiem mass honoring late former President Edgar Lungu is currently underway at the Cathedral of Christ the King in Johannesburg, South Africa, where hundreds of mourners have gathered. The Zambian government, through Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha, has however petitioned the family of the late former head of state against proceeding with the burial of President Lungu in that country, citing public interest. The matter has since been adjourned and burial suspended by the court until all matters related to the burial process are settled. Meanwhile, the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to reconsider his government's approach and advise the Attorney General to withdraw the court action. Zulu Executive ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says government's attempt to stop Edgar Lungu's burial in South Africa is escalating a feud with the Lungu family and his supporters who want no government involvement in the burial. Mr. Mwanza says while President Hichilema's intentions to bring the former president's body back to Zambia for burial were commendable, taking court action to dictate burial arrangements is inadvisable if healing is to take place.
Instead, the president should focus on healing and uniting the nation. Showing goodwill to the Lungu family after the burial would be a more constructive use of the government's efforts. The South African court's prompt response to this matter is also very commendable. We believe, as Zambian Civil Liberties Union, it is time for the president to prioritize national healing and unity over this court battle.
And social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has warned that the legal steps taken by the UPND government in response to the Lungu family's decision to bury the late president in South Africa could have negative political consequences for the ruling party. Dr. Musonda has observed that the controversy surrounding the burial has created an impression of a lack of tact and compassion in handling a sensitive national issue instead of showing arrogance.
We must condemn our government for being unreasonable, for being reckless. This government has the cheapest means of dealing with this problem. The cheapest means. Before his death, Mr. Lungu said he doesn't want Mr. Hichilema anywhere near his body. The family conceded to allowing Mr. Hichilema preside over the funeral at particular moments, specific moments that were agreed, you know.
But Emerald Production Watch of Zambia President Musa Kafimbwa has described the government's decision to invoke legal means to ensure late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu is buried in Zambia as an embodiment of Christian love and respect despite political differences between President Hakainde Hichilema and his predecessor. Mr. Kafimbwa has called for calm and national unity in the wake of continued controversy surrounding the funeral and burial arrangements of late former President Edgar Jaguar Lungu.
In this regard, I feel that the family of the then former head of state hasn't been too understanding and be trying to bring conflict that probably would divide the two families instead of majority Zambians. I would probably conclude by saying that Zambia is a very peaceful and loving nation from our forefathers that preached us to unite ourselves since 1964. And we believe hope and trust that the DNA of peace loving should stand in ourselves as a people. And that we have learned something from the demise of the head of state.
Power utility Zesco has announced that it will only supply electricity to residential areas for 5 hours daily due to an emergency shutdown of a generator by Mamba Energy Limited. According to a statement issued by Zesco Corporate Affairs Department, the utility experienced a reduction of 115 megawatts in available electricity. The department explains that the power loss has further constrained its supply capacity, resulting in the implementation of Stage 10 load management. Zesco says at this stage, residential customers will receive 5 hours of electricity supply, but there will be no changes to the current supply schedule for farmers, industrial customers, and critical facilities such as hospitals, water treatment plants, and security installations. The power utility company appealed to customers to use the limited electricity efficiently during this period of severely constrained supply. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reprinted the ballot papers for the Lumezi parliamentary by-election following the omission of the UPND candidate's name. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Casaro says the omission of one of the participating candidates' surname on the original ballot papers was identified after the initial printing, and in response, the commission took immediate action to rectify the error in accordance with the legal provisions outlined in Zambia's Electoral Process Act. Mr. Casaro says the corrected papers will arrive by 14:30 today and be transported for immediate verification in Lumezi while voting will proceed as scheduled. He says the reprint is in order to facilitate a free and fair election and ensure the decision of the ballot paper complies with Sections 5.1 and 5.2 of the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016 and Regulation 27/2 of the Electoral Process General Regulations 2016. Meanwhile, Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has pledged site security for the by-election, calling for unity among officers to protect all participants in the electoral process.
If you can recall, wherever I've addressed you, I talk of peace, I talk of oneness, even in the battlefield. If there is no love, there is no peace, forget, you cannot win that battle. So here, officers, we are tested. You can see that we have been joined by our colleagues from my brother here. So please, those are your sisters, those are your brothers. I don't see any problem. Sir, I've got capable officers.
The Lusaka Regional Immigration Office has successfully apprehended 55 suspected illegal immigrants during a routine operation conducted in various parts of Lusaka, including Matero, Palaston, Makeni, Kanyama, and Garden compounds. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Nomate Nshinka says the suspects aged between 18 and 45 included 35 Burundians, 12 Congolese, 4 Rwandanese, 3 suspected Burundians claiming to be Zambian, 2 Tanzanians and 2 Malawians. In a statement, Mr. Nshinka says all were apprehended for being undocumented and conducting business in shops without immigration permits. He says the suspects are currently detained at Kamulanga Police Station, pending further immigration formalities and possible persecution. Meanwhile, the Solwezi Immigration Office, in conjunction with the Kasempa Immigration Office, apprehended 11 Tanzanian nationals during a targeted operation against illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbo District, Northwestern Province. In global news.